You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor, new pastor at St. Mary Parish in Evanston.
This is the first time you've introduced yourself that way, right?
Yes. I had 18 wonderful years at St. Mary of the Woods on Chicago's northwest side in Edgebrook, 13 as pastor and 5 as associate pastor, and I love the people and certainly miss the people, but at St. Mary Parish in Evanston, they've been very welcoming, very friendly, very inviting and answering about a million questions so far.
They haven't gotten to know you yet.
They haven't gotten to know me at this point. And co-hosting today, Wayne Majars, Vice President and Chief of Staff, Loyola University
Chicago. There's an extra spring in Father Greg's step this morning because the White Sox are in first place.
Oh.
So he's...
Brian, hockey hitman Brock, we're both diehard Chicago White Sox fans. And Wayne, in my whole years, I'm 57 years old, I don't ever remember a run of 25 out of 30. And on June 9th, ironically now, Brian, you'll like this. And we're down a starting pitcher, but the White Sox streak started the night, same night, the Chicago Blackhawks took the Stanley Cup, Game 6 in Philadelphia. Right. It was June 9th, a Wednesday. That's when we beat Detroit and won then 25 of the next 30 games. But Wayne, I don't follow baseball.
This program is chock full of relevant theological facts.
Would you like to know batting averages? Would you like to know deep stats? Also, congratulations to Brian and his wife on the birth of a beautiful little boy, Nicholas. So, Brian, congratulations. Our prayers with your entire family. You're a very busy mom and dad. And we have with us in studio, we do have a program today. First of all, our number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408 on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. We have with us newly ordained priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago, Father Brian Keene, and a graduate of Mary Seat of Wisdom School in Park Ridge. And Father Brian is going to be newly ordained and sent to St. Germain Parish in Oak Lawn. They're very blessed and lucky to have Father Brian. Ironically, Wayne, Brian and I went to the same grammar school. I graduated from Mary Seat of Wisdom in 1967. Father Brian Keene, a newly ordained priest of the Archdiocese, graduated from Mary Seat of Wisdom in June of 1979, about a month after I was ordained a priest for the Archdiocese from Mary Seat of Wisdom. And then, of course, Brian, I know you went on to Maine South, class of 83, then on to NIU. So welcome to Catholic Community Faith, Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 950 AM.
Thank you, and good morning.
And also, I got to do a little shout-out to your mom and dad, Tom and Joan Keene, because your whole family, mom and dad, were at my first Mass in May of 1979. So when you see your mom and dad or talk to them, please give them my love. I saw them a few weeks ago when I was with you at Mary Seat of Wisdom. And I guess the first question I'm sure a lot of people would be asking you, Father Brian Keene, a newly ordained priest, is when did the call from the Lord regarding priesthood really hit you?
Well, the first time it hit me, I was in grammar school. Mm-hmm. We had taken a visit. The boys in 7th or 8th grade had visited Quigley High School, and we took a tour. And after the tour and after reflecting on the visit, I started to wonder if I had a call, and I started to feel called in that direction. Unfortunately, at that time, I dismissed the idea and went on to the local public high school, Maine South, and kind of followed the more traditional route.
Now, you had, interestingly, Brian, your exposure to Catholic schools was really only in the elementary level until the seminary, of course, right?
Yes, that's
so,
right.
So how did, reflecting back on your elementary school education at Mary Seat and then that visit that you mentioned to Quigley and your vocation today, how did the experience, how did the interaction, the program at Mary Seat, really looking back, impact or affect your vocation and your life as part of a Catholic school?
I think, in addition to my family life, where of course that's where the Catholic culture begins, it added emphasis to that and kind of brought a deeper Catholic culture to my life and allowed me to have a kind of Catholic perspective on things.
Okay. Now educate me, gentlemen. Were there religious sisters teaching at Mary Seat at the time or not?
Now, when I was there for the class of 67, there were approximately 10 Sisters of Mercy who did teach at Mary Seat of Wisdom.
Okay, so you had some in class.
In fact, when I was like in first and second grade, I started there in 1959, there must have been about, I'm guessing, 12 or 13 sisters, and maybe by the time graduation, six or seven or eight, but and the Sisters of Mercy were wonderful.
Yeah.
They are, in fact, I spoke a couple years ago with my first grade sister, Sister Mary Joella, and she taught me first grade. Of course, I'm 7 years old. She's about 22.
And then she asked you when you were going to finish that incomplete that you got on that one assignment.
That's right. All these years later. How about you, Brian?
Were there any sisters? Were you
when you were Mary Seat of Wisdom?
Yes, there were. Actually, the principal was a sister, and there were a handful of sisters throughout the school who taught anywhere from first to eighth grade.
Huh. And the thing is now, when you look back upon it, you know, Brian, here you are, newly ordained for the Archdiocese of Chicago. They will say in all the vocation work, in the recruiting, a very prominent part of a priestly vocation, beside the call being from the Lord. That's number one. It's not from within, it's from the Lord. Does the initiating respond to the Lord's gifts and the call? But not only the community, but the importance of family. So I know in my own story, my parents were very, very supportive of priesthood, especially my mother, in terms of being very supportive of moving toward the priesthood. How about with your own mom and dad?
Well, in my case, my father and brothers were very supportive. On the other hand, my mother and sisters initially were skeptical. Mm-hmm. They, I think, would have preferred to see me go a more traditional route and get married. And I think a lot of that had to do with the way I interacted with my nieces and nephews. We get along very well. And so I thought, or I think they believed I would make
a great husband. Sure, sure.
But, once I made the decision and went to the seminary, they were very supportive and very much encouraging me to do what I thought was, best for me.
And when I saw your mom and dad about 2 weeks ago at Mary Seat of Wisdom for that all-school reunion, they were so proud of you. You know, your mom never stopped smiling. For the whole Mass, your mom never stopped smiling at Mary Seat of Wisdom.
That's wonderful.
About 2 weeks ago. And I was looking at her as a concelebrant. And when you're like this, Father Brian Keene is presiding at Mary Seat of Wisdom for an all-school reunion. The Mass is at 5 o'clock. Hot, hot day. This is about 2 weeks ago, right, Brian?
That's right.
No power. The electricity had gone out that morning. Well. And poor Father Jerry Gunderson, the pastor, great priest, what do you do? Huh. So he had a generator for the microphone system, but no lights, no air, and we made it through, but worked out very well. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Majars. The time in Chicago is 9:09 here on Relevant Radio 950. And our guest, Father Brian Keene, newly ordained priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Stay with us. Be back in a moment, and do not touch that dial.
Catholic Charities' 13th Annual Golf Invitational will be held this year on July 28th at Cog Hill in Lamont, Illinois. This year, more than 500 golfers will have the opportunity to play on all four courses. Contest holes will be spread throughout the day to challenge players, including a contest to outdrive Sister Marianne Dosen, a nun with a great swing, and chances to meet celebrities including former Blackhawks legend Stan Mikita. This year, more than ever, families are turning to Catholic Charities in their time of need. Your participation can help a family prevent homelessness after losing a job or feed their family if they're having trouble making ends meet. All proceeds go to benefit Catholic Charities Family Services programs. Book your foursome today by calling 312-948-6797. That's 312-948-6797. For more information, visit www.catholiccharities.net/golf. That's www.catholiccharities.net/golf.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. It's 9:12 in the morning on a Monday. Wayne Madjars and Father Greg Sackwitz with you. Our guest in the first segment of the program is Father Brian Keene. He is newly ordained for the Archdiocese of Chicago and associate pastor at St. Germain Parish in Oak Lawn.
You know, we haven't talked about the Sox now in 7 minutes.
We haven't. but we were talking about one of the challenges of saying Mass, Father Brian, at St. Mary of the Woods without air conditioning and electricity.
Mary Seat of Wisdom.
Mary Seat of Wisdom. Yeah. Without air conditioning or lights. Clearly, that's something that can be overcome if that happens. But let's, in a more serious vein, what you've been ordained now for a couple 3 months, and I think we were talking before the program. I said, what surprised you, or what's been some of the more challenging parts of your priesthood that maybe you didn't anticipate or appreciate before ordination? Share with us some of those reflections. What do you see as, or what have you seen in the past couple of months as being maybe not surprising, but maybe a little more challenging than you thought it would be?
Well, one of the items that immediately springs to mind are the daily homilies, especially when lately I recently had 3 days lined up in a row where I did daily Mass, and then I also had another Mass on the same day. So each day I was coming up with a homily and, wanting to be fresh and creative and come up with good concrete stories for each homily. By the third day, I was starting to think, wow, this could be difficult to keep this up every day.
Well, the thing is that I'm looking through the glass here, Father Ron Lewinsky, and the great priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago, ordained way before even us, but a great, great priest. And I think, you know, Brian, that...
I actually did my internship under Father Ron Lewinsky.
You're kidding. And now he followed you here today?
Right. No, I followed him here.
See how you're doing. Along those lines, I recall on my ordination date, which was May 9th, 1979, much was going through my mind the day of... as getting ready for the ordination celebration at Mundelein Seminary, and then, of course, the actual celebration itself. What was going through your mind during the entire ordination liturgy celebration at Holy Name Cathedral? Because you were ordained now about, 7 weeks ago?
That's correct.
About 7 weeks ago. What was going through your mind, Brian, on ordination day?
It's very hard to explain. It was definitely a rush, a high that lasted for several days, if not the rest of the week. The ceremony, I recall the last 4 years when I was in the seminary, sitting in the congregation, and at that time it seemed that the Mass was rather long, but when I was a part of it, it felt like it went by in 5 or 10 minutes. So it just was a rush, and I was just very enthusiastic and filled with joy that this was happening. It was.
Now, you became a priest in the non-traditional track, if you will. You went to Catholic elementary school, but then public high school, a non-Catholic high school, non-Catholic university in Northern Illinois University. And then you became an accountant, and you worked in the accounting and finance field for a period of time. And then you went on to the seminary. There's been a lot of discussion, a lot of talk over the years, especially the ordination classes in Chicago have become less traditional and more, like yourself, non-traditional. Gentlemen who have had careers and then answer God's call and become a priest. Do you think career prior has or will contribute to your vocation in a positive way and make you a better priest than you would have been had you gone through a traditional track?
Well, I think there's benefits to both. And I think in my case, I think the benefit is having worked in a career and having, owned property and lived on my own and having spent time in the world as a single man after college, I think that will bring, some benefit and richness to my experience as a priest, I think.
Maybe along those very same lines, Father Brian, and that is when Wayne mentioned that you went through that non-traditional track and here you were an accountant. What was going through your mind as an accountant that all of a sudden you said, this is not how I want to spend the rest of my life? Because there are many accountants who are saying, I love what I do, or they're married, whatever. But I guess what was going through your mind and heart as an accountant when you were saying, is the Lord calling me to something else with my life? I mean, you could have been an accountant today and, getting the paycheck and single or could possibly have been married. But then what happened in your journey that all of a sudden you make a 360 turn, leave the world of accounting and join a theology at a seminary?
Well, first I should say that accounting has always been very good to me. I've met a lot of good people, and there's always been opportunities for employment. However, I kind of went into accounting by default. It was something I thought I could get a job doing, and of course I was able to do that. So, and it wasn't one day I woke up and thought, oh, I'm going to be a priest. Just like any type of conversion, it happened day by day, a little bit at a time. And I think at one point I became more involved in the church, and I went on a retreat for young adults. And that was in my, 5 or 6 years out of college. And then I started to get more involved in our faith and join small faith groups. And I was also doing some work with an organization called the 2030 Club of Chicago that works with Mercy Home for Boys as its primary beneficiary. But it also works with a lot of children's organizations. And one of the requirements to receive money is that the men are able to work hands-on with the charity. So, for example, the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago was one of our beneficiaries. And we were able to, visit once a week on Thursdays, children in the hospital. So doing that kind of work made me realize I found a lot of joy in service to others. And also, when I was working at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, which is near the cathedral, I had the opportunity at lunchtime to go to church. And so I started to find a greater consolation in the Eucharist. And I started to reimagine the thoughts I had as a child as to being called to the priesthood. And I thought, well, maybe I should, look at this a little more closer and more seriously.
And there's something about the accounting profession, too, because you may not know this, one of Loyola's most famous alums, Bob Newhart, was an accountant. And he took a 180, 180 career path.
Isn't it? That's very interesting. First of all, I'd like to thank in a very special way Father Brian Keene, a newly ordained priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago, a graduate of Mary C. the Wisdom Grammar School in Park Ridge. And Father Brian is newly ordained to be sent to St. Germain Parish in Oak Lawn. The people of St. Germain are very lucky to have you. And Brian, our prayers are with you in the priestly journey. God has blessed us in many, many ways. You'll be a blessing to the community. Here on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. on Catholic Schools Today, I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Majors. Our number, 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Traveling this summer? Then stay connected to your church while you travel by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Office for Black Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics is a vital and integral part of the Catholic worship community here in Chicago. Our agency serves people of color, encompassing African American, Haitian, African, Afro-Latino, and Caribbean natives. Contact us and learn how to enhance your neighborhoods, your families, and your faith through various initiatives and events designed to strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Our office is located in the Cardinal Meyer Center at 35th and Lake Park Avenue. Call us at 312-534-8376 or visit our ever-changing website at www.blackcatholicchicago.org. We look forward to serving you and your communities.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today. Here on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Majors, who is Vice President and Chief of Staff, Loyola University. Time in Chicago is exactly 9:23. Our phone number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408 on this beautiful Monday morning in Chicago. And Wayne, I can't believe that July is almost over.
I know.
Over.
Isn't that the truth?
It's unbelievable.
Half of summer's gone.
Half of summer is gone. And it's like Phil hasn't even started. And I had a wonderful first 20 minutes with Father Brian Keene, newly ordained priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And now we switch gears. St. Bernadette Catholic Academy in Evergreen Park is changing its approach to education. Beginning this August, the school will become a multi-age academy fostering inquiry, learning skills, and implementing technology in all curricular areas. And we have with us in studio Arlene Bauman, the principal of St. Bernadette Catholic Academy. The name change happened as of July 1. Arlene, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. And how's your summer going?
Good.
Really I'm good. Sure that it's been a very busy summer. And I guess the question, how did it go from St. Bernadette School to St. Bernadette Catholic Academy? Why the change?
Well, we were changing our focus on learning. We were implementing the 21st century learning skills. We are issuing MacBooks to all our students in grades 4 through 8. We're changing to a multi-age academy where students will learn better and become more a family of learners. And so we thought, since we were changing the focus of our learning, we should change the focus of of our name. And so we changed to St. Bernadette Catholic Academy. We still have the same beautiful Catholic traditions, a very faith-based learning.
What does multi-age learning mean?
Multi-age learning means that we will have two ages learning together. It's not going to be a split class like we grew up in, but it's we have 3 and 4 year olds together, 5 and 6 year olds together, 7 and 8, and so on.
I see. Okay, and tell us about that. What? Why does that work pedagogically? What does that mean education wise for the students and also for the teachers?
Well, the students become like a family of learners, and they learn from each other. The learning itself is all individualized. Students aren't in a mold like a third grade mold or a fourth grade mold. They learn by their individual skills, and the curriculum is based on that. That the students will learn it. They will be constantly assessed, and as to far what they know and what they don't know, and they will learn in that respect.
But now, Arlene, in the traditional sense, you will still have children referring to as, I'm in fourth grade, I'm in fifth grade, I'm in seventh grade. I mean, does that change, or does that still get held on to?
Well, in one respect, we're sort of keeping it like it'll be a third and fourth grade, a kindergarten, first, second, and third.
I did third grade 3 times.
And you still got an incomplete.
Actually, we're grouping ours. It's kindergarten and first, second and third, fourth and fifth. And then our sixth, seventh, and eighth is going to have some multi-age learning, but some departmentalized. We're sort of doing the best of both worlds next year as we have a transition year.
Now, in this whole transition, Arlene, I know that how are you able to change the culture or the mindset of both faculty and parents with all that you're saying? 'Cause, I mean, this is a huge transition, of a vast paradigm shift. So how did this all come about?
It is huge in one sense, but not in another. We've been differentiating with our students for probably the last 10 years. Well, you could, even in a small classroom of, this year our kindergarten was 8 students. And yet within those 8 students, there were a lot of different learning levels. And so our teacher was constantly differentiating. I think the benefit in a small school like we have to doing multi-age is that there's the socialization factor too in learning. And by putting these two classes together, they'll benefit a lot from the social aspect.
Have you had to change a lot of your faculty, or pretty much you're using the faculty that you
use? No, we're using the same faculty. Okay. They've been going through extensive training and reading and learning. But I have a wonderful faculty that wants to change and wants to constantly improve themselves. So this worked out perfectly.
How many students in the school?
130.
130, okay. And is that a number that's about right-sized for what you're contemplating here for the academy, or is it something you'd like to grow?
Oh, I'd still would like to see it grow.
Okay, all right.
And the thing is now, in all that you are talking about, which sounds fascinating, what have you found to be the biggest challenge at this time? I mean, now, even the doors have not opened up in terms of come August when the students, 130 students come walking in. To this point, what has been the biggest challenge in this whole turnabout?
Well, I would think it would be, it's exciting though. It's in working in the curriculum, in changing the curriculum, what we're going to do is actually rotate. We're going to do curriculum themes, and then they'll be one way 1 year, and then we'll rotate them the following year. So that was probably the most exciting, challenging part of it.
We are talking with Arlene Bauman, who is the principal of St. Bernadette Catholic Academy in Evergreen Park, and you're listening to Catholic Schools Today on Catholic Community of Faith, Relevant Radio, 950 AM. It's 9:29 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Father Cusick.
Hey, Dr. Kate DeVries.
Do you think all of our listeners have heard about Theology on Tap's 30th anniversary celebrations?
Let's tell them. Theology on Tap is a summer speaker and discussion series aimed at people in their 20s and 30s, married and single. It's been serving the finest of theology speakers in conversation for 30 years.
That's a lot to celebrate. This year we begin July 11th and go until August 6th with some wonderful speakers and topics.
And then on Sunday, August 8th, Cardinal George is celebrating Mass at 3 p.m. in Holy Name Cathedral for everyone who has ever been a part of the program.
After Mass, the Cardinal invites us all back to his residence for a picnic. What a fun way to spend Sunday in the city.
And additional events are also being planned for the 30th anniversary.
On July 23rd, Father Cusick is leading a talk, Why Should I Go to Church? It's a key question. It's open to all past and present Theology on Tap participants and their children.
Details about additional special events can be found on our website, yamchicago.org, and you can purchase tickets for the August 8th picnic there as well.
Come celebrate 30 years of Theology on Tap with us. Again, details are at yamchicago.org.
Let's keep tapping, and God bless.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Are you Mawusi? Mawusi means in the hands of God, in Ewe, a language of the Ghanaian people.
The Office of Catechesis and Youth Ministry sponsors the annual Mawusi Retreat, celebrating Black Catholic spirituality. This year's retreat focuses on fueling our faith as we reclaim our faithful.
We will examine the fire of evangelization as it pertains to Black Catholic spirituality. Experience robust talks, prayer sessions, Eucharistic adoration, reflective time, and a forum focusing on vocations.
The retreat is designed for adults discerning ministry and lay and religious ministers who serve the Black Catholic community.
Join us at Mawusi Friday, July 30th to Sunday, August 1st at Techne Towers in Techne, Illinois. For additional information, call 312-534-8046 or visit our website, www.catechesis-chicago.org.
That's 312-534-8046 or www.catechesis-chicago.org. Are you Mawusi?
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back into the program for Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Wayne Majors and Father Greg Sackwitz, the new pastor at St. Mary's in Evanston, and he has been rightly and warmly welcomed. So if you're in the neighborhood of Evanston, be sure to stop by.
Introduce yourself.
And say hello, yes. Bring your envelope, by the way. Our guest,
Arlene
Bauman, who is the principal of St. Bernadette Catholic Academy, is with us. And St. Bernadette Catholic Academy will be opening its doors now in August for a new multi-age academic academy fostering inquiry, learning, and implementing a lot of technology across all of their curricular areas. Call 21st Century Learning Skills, Arlene, and in these days of Facebook, YouTube, Twittering and texting, how do you keep up with all of it when you're launching a Catholic academy like this that's going to really embrace technology?
Well, we have a lot of different skills that we're teaching the children as far as technology is concerned, but we also, it has become a thing in our school that it's no longer just the textbook that they're using as a tool for learning. The computer is an essential tool that they use. They work on websites, they do webcams, they do PowerPoints, they do all kinds of research on the computer so that the textbook is not the only tool that they use. When they study the Revolution, this year they will also be going on a webcam and speaking to students in England who We're also studying the Revelation.
And I would imagine
that's
that you,
amazing.
And I would imagine you probably don't have to do a lot of technology training because these students, when you get them, are pretty savvy already technology-wise, aren't they?
The students are. It's training the teachers.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. And these children are now doing PowerPoint presentations?
Oh, in second and third grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
We've come
I
along.
Still use, I still
We've
use Yellow from, Pad.
or my favorite Father Greg story, go to the website, www.holynamecathedral.com.
.com. That was many years ago, Wayne. Not that we forgot about that.
How about iPads?
Actually,
are you guys going to be using those? Because
yes.
those that's like the new phenomenon for textbooks.
We had a training about 3 weeks ago for our teachers for their MacBooks before we gave them the MacBooks to take home for the summer. We had Apple come out and do a training, and she showed us an iPad and said that the age group that is most conducive to this iPad are 3 and 4 year olds.
Really?
So we purchased iPads for our preschool for this coming year.
Wow. Now, beside the area of technology, talk about the diversity at St. Bernadette Catholic Academy. I know that that area, there's a great cultural diversity, and which I think is marvelous in a school setting.
Our school is so beautifully diverse. It's exactly what students should experience as a child because it's what the world is. So we have probably 40% African-American students. We have 9% biracial. We have a Chinese student that just graduated. And we have Hispanic children as well as Caucasian children. So it's what the world is. So they go every day to school with children, and yet there's a beautiful respect for each other's differences, and they don't even notice that they're different, but they are.
Arlene, how has this shift at St. Bernadette been communicated to, and how has it involved the parents, the families? Because obviously in a Catholic school education, there's a lot of invested interest by the families in the education of their youngsters. Has this, for you, been an opportunity to really re-engage and plug in the parents and families of students into where the school is now going to be going and how it's going to be delivering its education?
Yes, we've asked our parents to be, we call it ambassadors, because The best marketing is word of mouth. And if the parents can go out there and tell them the exciting things that are happening at St. Bernard, it still has the beautiful traditions of a Catholic school. Faith is important in our school. Service is important in our school. But it's also a beautiful learning environment, and we really do rely on our parents to pass that word on. We do the usual marketing with the lawn signs and the different things like that, but I think the most important thing to do is word of mouth. And we even tell our students are good ambassadors. I just enrolled a student a few weeks ago, and I said, "How did you hear about St. Bernadette?" And she said, "On the baseball field."
Mm-hmm.
And
it's through word of mouth.
I said, welcome.
You know, it's through word of mouth, Arlene,
it
in
is.
Terms of parents
it's
talking,
important.
Children talking. And I know that St. Bernadette, the Catholic Academy, has a very strong religious curriculum that's historical. And I know that that has not been lost in this whole changeover. You know, I don't care what it's 21st century, 23rd century. Somehow faith-based education is the very core of what you're doing. In the last moment we have here together, give us a phone number that people could call you to learn more about the St. Bernadette Catholic Academy.
Okay, thank you. It's 708-422-6429.
The number once again.
708-422-6429.
And how about a web?
Our website is www.sbschool.us.
Once again, Arlene.
www.sbschool.us.
I want to thank in a very special way our guest, Arlene Bauman, the principal of St. Bernadette Catholic Academy. In Evergreen Park, they are not only they're changing their approach to education. A lot of exciting things happening in August. Arlene, you're doing a marvelous job for you and your faculty and students and parents and community. Our prayers are with you. Stay with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM on Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Majors. Time in Chicago is 9:39. We'll be back right after a break with two wonderful new guests.
Cardinal George directs the catechetical activities of the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Our office promotes lifelong catechesis by directing certification and formative opportunities for those who teach catechesis in the more than 350 parishes that make up the Archdiocese.
Each year we host a myriad of opportunities to enhance adult faith formation and youth ministry programs. We sponsor certification classes, guest speakers, youth rallies, retreats, and our well-attended annual Chicago Catechetical Conference.
We work closely with pastors to ensure that their congregations and staffs are well-formed in teaching and learning about the Catholic faith. Our highly skilled coordinators serve various ethnic groups, speak multiple languages, and are always ready to serve Christ through catechesis.
Log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org or www.youthministry-chicago.org to learn more about how we can better serve you.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950 AM. The time in Chicago is coming up on 942 on this beautiful Monday in mid-July here in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, along with Wayne Majors, and moving right along, Frasati Catholic Academy, the first Catholic middle school in Lake County, will open in August. The school is located in Wakanda and will join 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students from Santa Maria del Popolo School in Mundelein, St. Mary of the Annunciation School in Mundelein, and Transfiguration School in Wakanda. And with us in studio, we have Dr. Diane Vita, principal of the newly formed Frasati Catholic Academy, and Father Ron Lewinsky, one of the outstanding priests there at Archdiocese of Chicago. I've been good friends with Ron. Well, for many years, I was ordained in 1979, and Ron ordained in 1972. So a few years before me, and Father Ron Lewinsky is the president of the Frasati Catholic Academy and pastor at St. Mary of the Annunciation Parish in Mundelein. Father Ron and Diane, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Good morning.
Thanks.
Great to have you. The first question I even asked before we got on the air is, how was the name Frasati Catholic Academy come upon?
Well, we wanted to find someone who could really be a great patron for us, someone who would really inspire our youth. And with Pier Giorgio Frasati, we found just the right person. Pier Giorgio was born in Italy in the 1900, and a young man, full of life, came from an affluent family, but wasn't interested in the money or the affluence, but rather quickly took a great concern for the poor and the needy and the unfortunate. He was a great athlete, a great mountain climber, and on one of his climbs, he wrote, "Verso l'alto," reach for the heights. And really, that's kind of the theme, you might say, for our academy. So what we want to do is to not only talk about a really deep and profound Catholic spirituality, but we want to be able to show, to demonstrate to the kids that here's someone who lived that, embodied that, and that's how we got to him.
And Diane, where do you start when you're launching a new middle school and you're beginning to link and forge relationships now with existing sixth, seventh, and eighth grade students from other schools? How do you start this amalgamation and this new venture to getting going?
We started with a strong curriculum. We looked at our curriculum based and how we're going to incorporate our faith and the Beatitudes in our curriculum, and to use Pierre George as our role model and our guide in our instruction, not only in our academics, but in our faith. And then from there, we look for skilled, quality teachers who can also embody that curriculum in their instruction.
Okay. And obviously, in the area up in Wakanda, there is a demand for this new middle school. What will the enrollment begin again at when it opens down in August?
Go ahead, Father.
Our enrollment, our goal was to begin with 140 students, and our enrollment right now is at 136.
That's so marvelous.
Maybe after this morning's program, we'll get those other four. But there is a lot of excitement. The students themselves are really one of our best advertisements, because they're really excited about this. And through the whole past year, we've already been bringing the three schools together for different events with the students. So they've already gotten to know each other and are really looking forward to the future.
And this whole idea started when, Ron? Has this been going on for at least a couple of years?
About 2 years, I guess you could say. The last year and a half in particular.
And now what triggered the conversation going back the last year and a half?
I think a number of things. One was certainly we were seeing some of the numbers, the enrollment dropping. But at the same time, we were also hearing kind of mixed messages that people were still interested in a Catholic education. But we were also, in some evaluation, really beginning to sense that maybe we needed a new spirit, new life into this whole, breathing some new vision into what we're all about. And so we began conversations among the three parish communities and gradually moved in this direction.
Diane, you mentioned the faculty and really starting with the curriculum and Father Ron before that, the on the vision, that's really the foundation of how it all comes together. And really, the best way to be sure that a new venture like this is going to be able to sustain itself and grow and prosper into the future. As you now have looked at where you are and where you want to go, you clearly not yet starting this venture until August have thought a lot about, what if, what can, what should we have done, what can we still do? What are some of the things on your to-do list between now and the first part of August in making sure that everything starts off on the right foot and gets going well?
You had mentioned, and this is the most important thing, is that our school has a vision, and we are, and we follow our vision. What I'm looking at right now is to start, I've been very fortunate to find quality teachers who have expectations, who can think outside of the box, who are willing to go to the very edge of the curriculum and education and reach for more before. And so we're looking for, we were blessed to find quality teachers in that respect.
What were you looking for in your faculty? Give me a two or three sentence description of what sets your faculty apart from maybe others.
Most important element I was looking for was a true passion for Catholic values and Catholic faith. That was number one. If I didn't find that or see that in my interviews and my discussions, that person was probably put on another list of some kind. Mm-hmm. But I truly wanted someone who's going to follow the values and respect the values of our faith, who will be an evangelist and a steward, a role model for our children from ages 10 to 14, and someone who is interested in learning himself or herself as well, something more than just textbook instruction. Curriculum is really based on standards, goals, and expectations and assessments. And I really wanted people who will always reach for something greater, more extensive, someone who is willing to try other opportunities. And those were the elements that I was looking for.
Now, Diane, what makes this interesting is we're not talking the traditional sense of a neighborhood school, because you're encompassing two communities. You've got Wakanda,
really,
and also, okay, you'd have Wakanda, you would have also Mundelein and
Fremont Center.
Fremont Center. Right. So you have three communities blending. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic schools. I want to talk about that when we get back. On Relevant Radio, 9:50. The time is coming up on 9:50 on this beautiful Monday morning in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackos, along with Wayne Madras, and our guests are Father Ron Lewinsky and Dr. Diane Vita. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break, and do not touch that dial.
Whether you're a high school teen, parent, teacher, or catechist, the Chastity Education Initiative of the Archdiocese of Chicago has something to offer you this summer. On July 19th and 20th, the initiative will host its first annual Justice and Life Youth Leadership Summit for high school teens. Join other teens to learn from pro-life leaders on how to be an effective advocate of pro-life issues at your school or parish. With activities, praise and worship, mass, and much more, this will be an experience not to miss. If you're a teacher, a parent, or a catechist, you won't want to miss out on a training for the wildly popular Theology of the Body for Teens curriculum on August 13th, perfect for 8th grade through high school students. Contact the Respect Life office for more information about this teacher training or the Youth Leadership Summit at 312-534-5355 or go to www.respectlifechicago.org. That's 312-534-5355. Or www.respectlifechicago.org.
Hello, I'm Lisa Pilato, the Catholic Charities Junior Board Manager, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute. 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. Want to learn more about the Junior Board? Come to our general meeting on July 29th at 6 p.m. at 721 North LaSalle to learn the ropes and get involved. All are welcome. Save the date for these fun Junior Board events this summer. July 31st is our Faith Committee scavenger hunt. Search out some of the pillars of our Catholic faith in Chicago and end with a social fundraiser at Bull and Bear. Raise money for our Loving Outreach to Survivors of Suicide program at the 6th annual Cubs outing on August 21st. Tickets are $50 and on sale now on our website. Cruise with us for a good cause on the 8th annual boat cruise on the Innisfree. Music, food, and open bar on August 27th from 7 to 10 p.m. for $65 a ticket. These events are open to all Junior Board members and friends. There's always a way to help your neighbor at Catholic Charities. Consider joining our Junior Board. For more information on these events and others, call 312-655-7932 or visit catholiccharities.net. And of course, stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today on Catholic Community of Faith, Relevant Radio, 950 AM. Diane, just before we went back on the air, you said, and you get to work for three nice pastors up in the northwestern portion of the Chicagoland area. And we were talking about this this kind of Catholic district, if you will, for lack of a better label at this point, Father Ron, that's kind of forming because the three schools that are already in place, Santa Maria de Popolo, St. Mary the Annunciation, and Transfiguration, are still going to be offering K through 5, and then this new Frassati Catholic Academy will kind of amalgamate 6, 7, and 8. But tell us a little bit about, maybe Diane, you can start on some of the, not only the challenges, but also how this all came together and how it's going to work going forward with Frassati Catholic Academy opening up.
I will be networking with the principals in those three schools and any other area administrators, if they have DREs or REs who have students who may be interested in attending our academy. The most important thing is that we really want children to come to our school who are seeking a Catholic identity and who are looking at our school as being state-of-the-art academics. We are reaching for the heights. We are reaching for the top. And we will be using Pier Giorgio Frassati as our role model and our leader.
Go ahead, Wayne.
And Father Ron, this new middle school is really going to afford you and the other pastors up in this area an opportunity to put an additional level of focus and emphasis on that Catholic identity and spirituality piece that especially in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade is so critical for students' learning and formation, right?
That's correct. So our students will have the advantage of three pastors, the influence of pastors and the associates in our parishes all being involved in one way or another at the school. But I think the thing I want to say about the spirituality or the Catholic identity piece is that while all Catholic schools are committed mm-hmm. to that Catholic identity, I feel personally that what we've been missing is a pedagogy by which to communicate that spirituality. Mm-hmm. So that
say something more about that, Ron.
Well, I think we're very good at teaching about Jesus, but not necessarily introducing our students to Jesus. And so there has to be a real evangelization piece in this. Mm-hmm. They have to discover the real living Christ and enter a relationship with him. Otherwise, we're just giving them a lot of information about religion. And so what we're working on right now over the summer is really developing a distinct pedagogy by which we take the spirituality that's grounded in someone like Pier Giorgio, a love for the Eucharist, mm-hmm. a love for the poor, the Beatitudes, and so forth. And how do we actually communicate that, transfer that to the students and larger community, parents too, in such a way that they really own it and it becomes their spiritual vision.
So really you've gone beyond a sense of just passing on information and that whole sense of formation.
Absolutely.
Which is what Jesus was all about, that he was not only about informing but forming a community and changing lives in the whole sense right. of conversion.
Right. I think you could say that the ultimate goal of the academy is the ultimate goal of our whole Catholic ministry, and that is the universal call to holiness.
Does that mean mm-hmm. there's going to be other opportunities for these students to come together outside of the classroom, retreats, those types of opportunities?
Yes, we hope so,
absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think you are getting the cooperation of all the pastors.
Yes.
But also, we talked about off the air, is it's not only the three parishes that we named, but even goes beyond that, like St. Peter's in Volo and the surrounding areas, because is that area still growing rapidly? Like I know that Antioch, 15 years ago was a very small community, and today mm-hmm. it is booming. Am I right about that?
Yes, it is still growing. When I became pastor of St. Mary's, for instance, we had less than
14 years ago.
14 years ago, we had less than 500 families. Today, we got closer to 1,800 families.
And growing.
And if it wasn't for the economy right now, it'd be growing a lot faster.
Now,
there are plans.
Before we close, Diane, give us a phone number for people to learn more about the Frassati Catholic Academy.
Frassati Catholic Academy is located at 316 West Mill Street, Wakanda, Illinois. Our zip code is 60084. Our phone number is 847-487-5600.
Then number once again.
I will say it again gladly. 847-487-5600.
And what about a website?
Our website is www.frassaticatholicacademy, all small case, .org.
Now give it again and spell Frassati.
www.frassaticatholic, academy.org.
We want to thank it in very
and
special
www
way.
And would be www.
Period. I will never hear the end of that. I want to thank in a very special way Dr. Diane Vita, the principal of the newly formed Frassati Catholic Academy, and also thank you to Father Ron Lewinsky, president of Frassati Catholic Academy and pastor at St. Mary of the Annunciation Parish in Mundelein, for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today. Special thanks to my co-host, who's always giving me a hard time, Wayne Majars, and to our producer. We've had Jasmine Quiros. Jasmine, sorry about that. And also our engineer, Brian Hockey Hitman Brock. And to our listeners, thank you. Jasmine, I'm very sorry. I had had enough coffee. To our listeners, God bless. Have a great week.
Thank you.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.